Good morning, brothers and sisters of Broadway and friends of Broadway. I wanted to go over a couple of things with you before we get into our lesson. Our lesson is going to be on finding hope in what God says about our suffering. And before I do that, what I want to do is to remind everyone four corners of good health. And I want to abide in trying to do the best we can at adhering to these four corners of good health. First is physical. Your physical health is extremely important because without your physical health, you really cannot be as productive as you'd like and it leads to frustrations. Your mental health, being sure that you're constantly having your mind work for you as opposed to against you. Think on those things that are beautiful and those things that will cause you to have less stress. And then your emotional health. It's extremely important that we pay particular attention to our emotional health because we can send our blood pressure straight through the roof or we can bring about all types of ailments or physical ailments because of a lack of attention to our emotional health. And lastly, but certainly not least, is our spiritual health. Staying in the Word of God and reading of the promises of God and understanding that our separation is only temporary and we will be back together again and we can worship together as a group. So again, those four areas that I want everybody to pay particular attention to. First is your physical health, then your mental health, and your emotional health, and your spiritual health. And I will check back with you next week to see how many of you have done it. And give me a call and just tell me what you've done for your physical, your mental, or emotional, spiritual health during the past week. All right, today's lesson again, as I said, is finding hope in what God says about our suffering. As long as we live, we will suffer. How we suffer is determined by our own state of mind and by how we feel about ourselves and our relationship with God. Will determine how we suffer, but everyone will suffer. And let me just go through a couple of scriptures about suffering. 1 Peter 4:15 says, "Deserved suffering occurs when we sin or act foolishly. Undeserved suffering is part of following in Jesus' footsteps," 1 Peter 2:21. "Suffering encourages growth," 2 Corinthians 12:9-10. And each week what I'll do is look at some of these areas of suffering because this separation has caused a great deal of suffering and a great deal of loneliness amongst all of us. So we want to tackle this as best we can. Now, last week, we looked at hope. And I want to finish up with the lesson on hope, the hope that God gives us. I want to finish up on this lesson today, finding hope in what God says about our suffering. It's okay. Things will get better soon. This too shall pass. Well, I've heard these words most of my life, and maybe you have too, from well-meaning friends during difficult times. And while there's nothing wrong with an encouraging word when one is struggling, some of us have believed that many popular phrases passed down through time are straight from the Bible. But it's not always true. "This too shall pass" is simply not in the Bible. Let me repeat that. "This too shall pass" is simply not in the Bible. Maybe some of you are searching for it right now, just to check to see if it is. But what we can't find searching through the Bible are the many things God does tell us about our suffering and our hard times. We all face disappointment in hard times at one point or another in our lives, and many of us may even find ourselves there right now. The great news is this: God never leaves us to fend for ourselves in difficult times. God never leaves us to fend for ourselves in difficult times. Many times in difficult times, we question God and we leave Him. He promised to be with us in all that we face, and his whole heart encompasses our pain, surrounds us in peace, and gives us incredible hope and grace to keep passing through whatever difficulty we're having. The origins of this too shall pass. Let's look at that phrase, because many times we hear something that's been popularized in popular culture and believe it to be scriptural. Here's what the Bible says about what is lasting and where this common phrase may have originally come from. 1 John 2:17 reads, "The world is passing away, and also its lusts, but the one who does the will of God lives forever." And Matthew 24:35 says, "Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will not pass away." Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, he is a new creature. The old things passed away. Behold, new things have come. 2 Corinthians 5:17. God is eternal, and his words stand firm forever. All of us, as believers, are promised eternal life with him. We're redeemed, made new. The old is gone. And during our most trying and painful times, these are the truths that give us hope and strength for the days ahead. Here are the seven things God says about our suffering and the hope it gives us in hard times. Number one, we're being renewed day by day. We have an eternal hope. Though outwardly we're wasting away, yet inwardly we're being renewed day by day. For our light and momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory that far outweighs whatever troubles we're going through now. So we fix our eyes not on what is seen, but on what is unseen. For what is seen is temporary, but what is unseen is eternal. 2 Corinthians 4:16-18. As believers in Christ, we can hold fast to this promise. We have an eternal destiny through him, and God will never waste the pain we may face in this life. He will turn it around for good. Every battle, every hard place, every dark time, every painful storm, he will never allow us to walk through deep struggle without allowing it to bring greater hope and purpose, both in our own lives and through our place in this world. Every mark of darkness is redeemed when we are in Christ. Every crushing trial will be pushed back so we can live free. It is what he does best. He brings beauty and strength and hope, goodness from every difficult journey and every broken day. Our past will not define us. The trial itself will not label us. We do that. But the ordeals will not label us nor define us. We're only defined by our Lord, who lifts us out of the deep, who brings us through the fire, who takes us straight out of the darkness into greater purpose and blessings ahead. Where one is restored, redeemed, and renewed. The blessings ahead is the place where one is restored, redeemed, and renewed. John 16:33 says, "We have victory and peace through Christ. I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world." Again, John 16:33. God reminds us there will be trouble in this world, and we can surely expect it, but he has already overcome it all. He is already victorious over the troubles we will have. And that same power works in us today, giving us the courage and strength we need to persevere and overcome. True and lasting peace can never be found anywhere in this world but through him. Let me repeat that. True and lasting peace can never be found anywhere in this world but through him. People will search for it everywhere. They look for it in money, possessions, popularity, power, success, even in other people. But when troubles hit, these things will never last. They are never intended to get us through our most trying days. Only in Christ do we find the peace and the power we need to rise above the darkest times. We're confronted through Christ and are prepared to comfort others. He comforts us in all our troubles so that we may comfort those in trouble with the comfort we ourselves receive from God. For just as we share abundantly in the sufferings of Christ, so also our comfort abounds through Christ, 2 Corinthians 1, 4, and 5. Unless we have trouble and suffered in this life, we cannot truly help another soul who faces loss and pain. Let me repeat this. Unless you have trouble and suffering in this life, you, me, everyone, we cannot truly help another soul who faces loss and pain. That's how intimate loss and pain is, and understanding that everyone goes through that. It is only through our own pain and grief or hardship that we can have a fuller understanding of what others walk through as well. There's great comfort in knowing that God will use what we have experienced. God will use what we have experienced, no matter how difficult, to help someone else. Christ himself suffered and was tempted in all things, so we can be assured that he truly understands all that we walk through in this life. This world may be a hard place. The darkness can feel heavy for so many. We desperately need those who are willing to notice the suffering around them and reach out with the compassion and the grace of God. That is not always popular in a society that boasts of material riches, selfies, ways, and easy living, but using our own hard times to help another soul is one of the most powerful ways we can leave a mark for Christ in this world. Again, using our own hard times to help another soul is one of the most powerful ways to leave a mark for Christ in this world. Number four is we learn greater perseverance, strength, and endurance through suffering. Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. James 1, 2, 3. No one wishes for hard times in life. No one asks for suffering or storms. No one longs to wade through the deep rivers of hurt and rejection and pain, or to try to find your way out of the darkness of confusion and doubt. Yet, if we have lived long enough, we know this is all part of life. Maybe that's why God reminds us over and over in his word that trials are a part of our journey. It's what makes us stronger, gives us endurance, builds our faith. Throughout his world, God tells us to choose joy in whatever we face, confident that he is working even through every trial and every hard place to bring us greater perseverance. Capacity to go through it, perseverance. We never gain greater strength and spiritual muscles simply by living an easy life. And no one promised you an easy life. We can only build deeper faith by walking through the hard times that press us more closely into his presence. Every biblical hero through the pages of the word were tested and strengthened, not through simple, easy times, but through great times of suffering and difficulties. Let me repeat that. Every biblical hero through the pages of the Word were tested and strengthened, not through simple, easy times, but through great times of suffering and difficulty. This should give us hope even today that God knows our way And the testing of our faith will produce endurance, the capacity to go through it. It is for greater purposes that we may even realize. Suffering reminds us where true joy and lasting hope are found. Beloved, do not be surprised at the fiery ordeal among you, which comes upon you for your testing, as though some strange thing were happening to you. But to the degree that you share the suffering of Christ, keep on rejoicing. 1 Peter 4, 12 and 13. God tells us not to be surprised at the troubles we face, but to keep on rejoicing. And I've needed to let that sink deeply again in recent times. To keep on rejoicing is a choice, and it can be an exceedingly difficult one when facing great loss, suffering, and the pressure of hard times. But truly, it is the only way to live free. When we choose to rejoice, not being thankful for the hard times, but in the hard times, we are pushing back on enemy ground. Satan would love nothing better than to defeat us in despair, to stop us in our tracks. But when we have chosen not to be allowed our circumstances and feelings to get in the way of what we know to be true, that's powerful and life-changing. And we know this, Christ suffered greatly on our behalf, and to share in his suffering and remember that we are victorious through him is all the reason we need to keep looking forward with hope and joy in the days ahead. Point number six, his power works within us. But we have this treasure in jars of clay to show that this all-surpassing power is from God and not from us. We are hard-pressed on every side, but not crushed, perplexed, but not despair, persecuted, but not abandoned, struck down, but not destroyed. 2 Corinthians 4, 7 through 9. One of the most miraculous reminders of God's constant and loving care of us every day is this. He has given us the spirit of his very presence. He is with us continuously. Again, he has given us the spirit of his very presence. He is with us continually. Though we may forget, he never does. He fights for us. He carries us. He strengthens us. He protects us. He covers us, and he leads us. All this, and we may not even be aware at times if the incredible ways he's working even within our greatest times of need. Be assured, if you're hurting today, God has not forgotten you. Again, rest assured, if you are hurting today, God has not forgotten you. He sees the pain you're carrying. He offers you the peace and security of his very presence rising within you. Do not ever feel like you must face things on your own. As believers, we have this treasure within us, and we will not be crushed. No amount of suffering we may endure can hold that power over us. When we belong to Jesus Christ, he is greater than all the things we face. All the adversities we may face, Christ is still bigger than all of them. And point number seven, when it passes, we will come out as gold. Job 23:10 says that, but he knows the way that I take. When he's tested me, I will come forth as gold. The greatest beauty is often formed in the darkest places. That is how diamonds are formed. That's how gold is found. The greatest beauty is often found in the darkest spaces. The pressure and heat of hard circumstances is creating within us an eternal beauty, one that lasts far beyond our own years. We will come out as gold, tested, tried, and true. God knows our way, and we are only passing through. We're not meant to stay stuck in any trial or in any pain. We're just passing through. He reminds us that we will come out on the other side if we choose to do so. Sometimes we can get stuck in that place and there's no growth spiritually, mentally, or emotionally. But he reminds us that he will come out, you will come out the other side. Change for the better, stronger, shining, beauty deepened within. We will not ever be the same again. The person who eventually walks out of the place of great suffering will be different than the one who walked in. We can be assured that God's work within us is never for harm, but to strengthen us, to build deeper character and faith, and to bring us out as fortified, leaving lasting impressions of his glory in this world. Through every trial and season of suffering we encounter in life, God will use it to make a mark in this world. Let me repeat that. Through every trial and season of suffering we encounter in life, God will use it to make a mark in this world. The troubles we walk through can bring glory to him. He will use our lives, the joy and the faith we have in spite of our problems, to draw others to himself and to help us to remember that what we see around us is not all there is. He has more in store, and it is greater than anything that we could ever imagine. May his presence surround you in the hard places and times you may be facing right now. As we conclude this lesson, let's offer this prayer. May God lead your way and keep you secure, guiding your steps forward and covering you from behind. May he assure you that he will see you through whatever difficulties you encounter as he walks on your behalf, even behind the scenes where you cannot fully see. Know beyond a doubt that our God is faithful and he will turn your suffering around for good somehow and bring you forward to your goal. He knows our ways, and because of his love for us, will grant us peace and grace. We ask his guidance, we ask for his protection, and we pray that we are obedient to his word. In Jesus' name, amen.